3-5 Kauai's Kong. Hey, be listening for the Mark song. It's coming your way soon. Be ready to call 246-9393. I have in the studio Corinne Trevilian. Trevilian. Okay. Trevilian. Now, that sounds like a number. You know, like we got a million, a billion.
Oh, I agree.
Trevilian.
I'm waiting for my Trevilian dollars. Yeah. Still waiting.
Now, folks have heard your announcements on Kong Radio. Tell us about your entire life. Who are you? How did you get here, and from which planet?
I know. It sounds pretty out there, doesn't it? I still have to pinch myself.
Well, don't hurt yourself.
I know.
All right, Corinne, tell us your story.
Well, it's interesting because my background actually with education was business and marketing with mm-hmm. motion pictures, and then I moved over here in 98 mm-hmm. and got involved in the visitor industry with activities, adventures, that kind of thing. Uh-huh. And then it's been about 5 or 6 years ago that I watched this television show called Long Island Medium, and I didn't mm-hmm. even know it existed until then. And I just was so moved by how helpful mediumship was to people who were basically grieving. I literally sat there with tears coming down my face, mm-hmm. felt that kind of inner calling. I knew a little bit about mediumship, but not a whole lot. So that just started the journey from that whole kind of business world into this other interior world.
So since you're using the word mediumship, what is mediumship?
Okay. Basically, I'm communicating with people who have died. So from my experience, there's some kind of continuation when we pass. You could call it the soul. Maybe it's a bit of consciousness. I don't have all the answers. But my training and the ability I develop, basically it's happening through the brain, through my subconscious mind. So someone has passed, is changing their vibration, and I'm matching that a little bit. And they literally are communicating through my subconscious mind. So I kind of get these ideas dropped into my, it feels like it's getting dropped into my brain. So they identify themselves mm-hmm. with little clues about who they are so that people know it's real, right? And then they have messages. They have reasons for coming in for a visit, basically, is how it goes down. Yeah.
What kind of reasons do you hear?
A lot of times it's to give explanations, explanations about how they died or why. Even things that could relate to decades ago when they were alive, you know, because people come in to see me. Basically, I think the main reason is they want to feel better. They know they're suffering. They could be just grieving intensely. They could be carrying all sorts of feelings like guilt. A lot of guilt is what I find, or blame, a lot of questions. And so it's an opportunity for their loved ones to come through and give them some insights about all that and give them some release. I think that's how people feel better.
Now, you say people come to you to feel better.
Right.
Does it always work out that way?
It does. I really have to say, I think everybody would say that they feel better when they leave. And I warn people, we're going to laugh a little bit too, because I ask people when they come in from uh-huh. spirit to come in a lighthearted way some of the time. So they do. They'll come in with funny memories about their lives. Mm-hmm. One lady kept referring to her lazy boy the other day. Mm-hmm. You know, things like this.
Was that a piece of furniture or her son?
Yeah, no, that was... That's a good point. Was it a man? No, it was a woman sitting there. So okay. It was where she spent most of her life the last couple of years. So they'll come in with things like that that are meaningful, but kind of warm-hearted at the same time.
Now, how long do these sessions last?
They last for an hour.
One hour.
So people are you're gonna hear from more than just one person who's passed on, you know. Mm-hmm. It's probably gonna be more like three or four. And generally I think people are pretty pleased that whoever they wanted to hear from does come through. I can't guarantee that. I'm not making that decision, but I'd say yeah, they're very pleased at who comes through.
You mentioned training. Was your training in mediumship, or
yep.
was it in...
It's basically, I went to Oahu twice for intensive training, like 2 days. Then you come back and practice for 6 months with your friends and family until they get tired of it, and then you go back for another couple of days. So basically, it comes from doing it and just kind of honing the skill, because mm-hmm. I'm basically going into a... it's almost like a deeper state of meditation. I mean, I'm not in a trance. I'm not asleep. You know, my voice doesn't change. But it's a very still, quiet place. Like my mind, the Corinne mind, quiets down and my emotions quiet down. And then I can receive this information is how it feels to me. Yeah.
And talking about place, Where do you do this type of...
Okay, well, people can come up to visit me. I have a location in Princeville. But it works exactly the same by phone. I had someone last week from Kalaheo. I had someone last week from Los Angeles. So it's not about our usual time and space, right? So it's just up to you guys, you know, what they would prefer. Works just fine by phone.
Okay. All the same. And do you make, quote, house calls?
Yes, I do. I really encourage people because I know this is so new to people. They don't know me. That's why I wanted to come on air, is to give me a call and let's chat a little bit and see where you are and what your needs are. We can do two people at a time. You know, there's lots of different things I can do, but I really just encourage people to give me a call. Let's get to know each other a little bit.
Talking with Corinne Trevelyan, is there a way for folks to contact you? Obviously, if they can give you a call, that's funny. Are there a way for folks to contact you? I'm talking about the living folks.
Exactly.
How do they contact you? Or can they just... No, they need to call.
Well, you never know. I'm open here.
Okay.
Sure, my phone number is an 808 number. It's 977-2588.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And then, of course, email. I have a website, kauaiislandmedium.com, and you can email me there. That would be the other way.
And that website again is?
kauaiislandmedium.com.
Right. Now, I don't want you to get out of here and say, Ron Wiley cut me off. Is there anything that you felt before you got here that you needed to say, or is there now something that's come to your mind?
Just asking people to be open-minded about it all. I know it's still very unusual for people to have a chance to experience this. What I find, Ron, is when someone really needs this, they'll just know it from the inside out. You know, this is not something you do continually. It's not bereavement counseling. It's generally just once, maybe twice. But I think people can feel that from the inside, that they're being directed to have this experience so they can feel better.
Anything else?
That's it.
Okay, and your website again is?
kauaiislandmedium.com.
And your phone number, Corinne?
977-2588.
Corinne Trevelyan?
Trevelyan, yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
Kauai's Kong now 10 minutes after 8, 8:10 with 93.5 with Fitz and the Tantrums. Kong.